Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska State Parks is hosting a community-wide event on September 9th at Bird Point along Turnagain Arm, where the public will have the opportunity to participate in volunteer activities, meet park staff, and be the first to experience the new colorblindness adapted viewfinders and updated interpretive displays. Attendees are encouraged to join members of the local community in volunteer activities, such as invasive weed pulling, clearing the trail of unwanted undergrowth, and painting. Local Girl Scout Troop 1050 will be helping with the volunteer effort for the National Girl Scouts Love State Parks Weekend. At the event, new interpretive panels will be unveiled in addition to new Enchroma viewing scopes, adding a unique accessibility feature to this park. Alaska State Parks is the first organization in the state to offer the viewfinders made by Seacoast Manufacturing and equipped with revolutionary lenses from Enchroma designed to help those with red-green color vision deficiency to experience colors. Enchroma glasses will also be available for the public to try during the event. Alaska State Parks Interpretation and Education Unit Manager Shauna Popovici spearheaded the initiative to refurbish existing viewers at Bird Point Overlook with the new lenses. The popular designation spot for first-time visitors to Alaska provides stunning 360-degree views of Turnagain Arm. She was inspired by growing up with a mother who experienced colorblindness. A U.S. Coast Guard plane has found airplane wreckage, but it has not been positively identified as the plane reported missing while flying from Glen Allen to Ketchikan. Multiple agencies are working on the identification and to check for any survivors after a crash site was spotted last night. It's believed two people were on board when the Beechcraft Bonanza failed to arrive on Sunday. The Coast Guard, Alaska Rescue Center, and Wrangell-St. Elias National Park are working on the identification. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Reagan said he fully supports his agency's decision to block a proposed gold and copper mine in Alaska's salmon-rich Bristol Bay, even as the state of Alaska has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn that action. Reagan told the Associated Press that he is proud of their decision to evaluate the Pebble Mine project and to do what was necessary to protect Bristol Bay. In January, the EPA vetoed the proposed Pebble Mine, citing concerns with possible impacts on the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery. Reagan's first stop on his four-day tour of Alaska will be in the Bristol Bay village of Igigik. An Alaskan Senate bill, which creates a local lumber grading program for Alaska sawmill operators to become certified to grade and sell certain types of dimensional lumber that they have produced for residential construction, was signed into law Wednesday.
Local lumber grading in Alaska will create economic opportunities for small businesses, provide an opportunity for Alaskans to purchase local products, and perhaps offer building materials at a lower cost than dimensional lumber from the lower 48,
said Senator Jesse Bjorkman of Nikiski, who sponsored the bill.
It will also encourage higher value-added use of materials harvested from forest thinning and hazardous fuels reduction projects that would otherwise be piled and burned.
Alaska is struggling to meet housing shortages across the state, made worse by the significant increase in the cost of construction materials and lag time due to supply chain issues. Currently, dimensional lumber used in construction must be graded and stamped by third-party grading agencies in order to meet lender requirements and building codes. The Department of Natural Resources will operate the local lumber grading program and oversee the criteria used for grading the allowed number 2 and better stud and number 3 grades of dimensional lumber. The department will provide free training for sawmill operators and establish benchmarks for certification. Once certified, a sawmill operator could then grade and sell the dimensional lumber they produce directly to a homeowner or their contractor for use in a residential structure. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.